many times people in worship and praise, they will see visions.
那很多人呢，在敬拜祷告中呢，他们能够见到异象。
Some people healing is going to happen in their hearts or in their physical body.
那有些人呢，他们的心理或者是他们的身上的创伤呢，都会得到医治。
Some people will receive revelation.
有些人呢，就会得到启示。
So this is the most wonderful time on Sunday.
所以呢，在星期天这个敬拜的时间是最重要的。
Though now we meet on Zoom, you know, it's not as you know as good as we meet in physically.
那当然，我们在网上的聚会呢，当然没有实体的聚会那么好。
But however, the Lord knows our hearts. He knows our situations.He knows our weaknesses.
但神呢，知道我们的心，知道我们的软弱。
He will continue to dwell among us.
他会持续的来住在我们当中。
Because he's a covenant-keeping God.
因为他是一守约是起来的神。
Okay, I will switch to Chinese.
那我转成讲英文、中文。
Anna is going to translate into English.
对 ，Anna 来翻译成英文。
So, 今天我们继续的要讲这个神是守约的神。
Today we're going to continue to talk about the topic that our God is a covenant-keeping God.
那上一次我也讲到呢，就是在这个约书亚记这个故事里面。即便人呢从约书亚那边骗了一个月神都守。
So, a couple of weeks ago, I talked about in the book of Joshua that how God kept his promise with the tribe of Gibeonites.
上一周呢这个卡尔穆斯也讲到就是没有什么东西可以把我们这个神给我们的救恩夺走。
And last week, Pastor Kyle also talked about there is nothing will take away the redemption, the saving grace from us.
那神给我们的这个约呢，是非常非常重要的。
So this covenant that God has promised for us is very important.
如果你要给犹太人、以色列人，他们信耶和华的以色列人讲呢，他们最主要认识的神就是守约的神。
So if you talk to a Jewish people, so the most important thing for them to know about their God is the covenant keeping God.
所以今天我们再从另外一些经文呢看神怎么样来守他的约。
So today we're going to look at other verses to see how our God is the covenant keeping God.
我们翻开创世纪十二章第一节到第三节。
Let's turn to Genesis chapter 12, verse 1 to 3.
在这里呢，神就给亚伯拉罕一个应许。
So here God gave Abraham a promise.
那这里还不能说是一个约，是一个应许。
So I cannot, it's not a covenant yet, but it's a promise.
那在以后的日子里面呢，神按照他的应许继续带领亚伯拉罕，在十五章、十七章，他正式的和他立约。
In chapter 15 and 16, 17, so God will continue to kept his promise and make a covenant with Abraham.
那我们看十二章一开始是这个应许是什么样的应许呢
？So let's take a look at the first.Few verses of chapter 12 to see what kind of promise is that.
So I will read, 我会讲中文的，但是你有英文的话呢，英文来，Anna 来读。
So I will read in Chinese and Anna will read in English.
耶和华对亚伯兰说，你要离开本地，奔住本家，往我要指示你的地区。 我必叫你成为大国，我必赐福给你，叫你的名伟大，你也要叫别人的为你祝福的，我必赐福于他，那咒诅你的，我必咒诅他，地上的望族都要迎你的福。
The Lord said, the Lord has said to Abram, leave your country, your people, and your father's household, and go to the land I will show you. I will make you into a great nation, and I will bless you. I will make your name great, and you will be a blessing. I will bless those who bless you, and whoever curses you will be cursed. I will curse, and all peoples on earth will be blessed through you.
那事实上呢，你要看这个应许的话呢，没有什么应许大过这样的应许。
So if you look at this promise, there's nothing else greater than this kind of promise.
第一个要让他成为大国。
First of all, he will make him a great nation.
啊，第二个要他的名要成为大。
And second, make his name great and become a great nation.
啊，第三个要赐福给他。
And third, he will bless him.
第四个要他成为别人的祝福。
And fourth, he will become blessings to other people.
那后面又加上呢，就是说，祝福你的我要祝福他，咒诅你的我要咒诅他，也就是神会完全的来站在他这边。
And he's also promised that those who, I will bless those who bless you and curses who, curses those who you, I will curse. So, meaning that no matter what, God will always stand by Abraham.
就是当神拣选了亚伯拉罕的时候呢，他就和亚伯拉罕同在，他就站在他的那边。
So when Lord have chosen Abraham, he chose to stand beside him.
我不是说神永远都同意亚伯拉罕所做的事情，而是他就要支持他。
So I'm not saying the Lord is agree with everything that Abraham has done, but I'm saying that Lord will always stand beside him and support him.
就像我的孩子们，他们做的事情、说的话、好多东西，我并不同意。
So, for example, my children, there's a lot of things that they say or they have done that I'm not in agreement with.
但是我永远会跟他们站在一起。
However, I will always stand by them.
我永远会保护他们。
I will always protect them.
神呢，就是拣选了亚伯拉罕，把这样一个祝福就赐给他。
So, Lord has chosen Abraham to give him such blessing.
这也可以说，这个应许就是神跟亚伯拉罕立约的一个开始。
So this is the beginning of how the Lord has established a covenant with Abraham.
那这是一个应许的形式来出现的。
So it comes through a promise.
那这件事情发生之后呢，接下来有什么事情发生呢？
So after this, what happened?
那我们要从下面的故事要看到。神怎么样真正的来守他的约
？So we will look at the stories. What happened next to see how God kept His promise?
你如果知道亚伯拉罕神和亚伯拉罕怎么样来互动呢？你会有很大的信心知道神会同样的来看顾你。
If you know how Abraham interact with God, you will have greater faith to know that the Lord is going to, interact with you.
那我们读一下这个第十节到二十节。
Let's read from verse 10 to 20.
其实呢，亚伯拉罕的故事呢，我们以后还要讲。但是呢，我今天讲一个侧面，神怎么样跟亚伯拉罕互动。
So I will continue to talk about the story of Abraham, but today we are going to just look at one aspect of Abraham.How he interact with God.
那我读一句呢？安娜读一句。
So I will read one verse, and Anna will read a verse.
那地遭遇饥荒，因饥荒甚大，亚伯拉罕就下埃及去，要在那里寄帐去。
Now there was a famine in the land, and Abraham went down to Egypt to live there for a while because the famine was severe.
前进埃及，就对他妻子撒来说。我知道你是容貌俊美的妇人，埃及 ，Yeah.
As he was about to enter Egypt, he said to his wife, "I know what a beautiful woman you are."
埃及人看见你必说这是他的妻子，他们就要杀我，却要叫你存活。
When the Egyptians see you, they will say, this is his wife. Then they will kill me, but will let you live.
求你说你是我的妹子，是我因你得平安，我的命也因你存活。
Say you are my sister, so that I will be treated well for your sake, and my life will be spared because of you.
即使亚伯兰到了埃及，埃及人看见那妇人极其美貌。
When Abraham came to Egypt, the Egyptians saw that she was a very beautiful woman.
法老的臣宰看见她，就在法老面前夸奖她。那妇人就被带进法老的宫去。
And when Pharaoh's officials saw her, they praised her to Pharaoh, and she was taken into his palace.
法老因这妇人就厚待亚伯兰，亚伯兰得了许多的牛羊、骆驼、公驴、母驴、奴婢。
He treated Abraham well for her sake, and Abraham acquired sheep and cattle, male and female donkeys, manservant and maidservant and camels.
耶和华因亚伯兰妻子撒来的缘故，降大灾于法老和他的全家。
But the Lord inflicted serious diseases on Pharaoh and his household because of Abraham's wife Sarah.
法老就召了亚伯兰来说，你这向我所做的是什么事呢？为什么没有告诉我她是你的妻子？
So Pharaoh summoned Abraham. What have you done to me? He said. Why didn't you tell me that she was your wife?
为什么说她是你的妹子，以致我把她娶来要做我的妻子？现在你的妻子在这里，可以带她走吧。
Why did you say she's my sister? So I took her to be my wife. Now then, here is your wife. Take her and go.
于是法老吩咐人将亚伯兰和他的妻子，并他所有的都送走了。
Then Pharaoh gave order about Abraham and to his men, and they sent him on his way with his wife and everything he had.
在你读到这段经文的时候，我不知道你第一个看到的是什么。
So what is the first thing that came to your mind when you finished reading this verse, scriptures?
那有的人就说亚伯兰真是一个胆小鬼，怎么因着这样一个缘故就出卖他的太太呢？
So some people will say, Abraham is such a coward. How can he treat his wife like that?
啊，有的人说，哎呀，娶一个漂亮的太太真麻烦，到处都惹麻烦。
Some people will say, it is very hard to keep a beautiful wife. It's always trouble when you have a beautiful wife.
有的人说亚伯兰真的不容易，因为他是一个放羊的，是一个寄居的，到哪里呢？没有 citizenship.
So some people say, okay, Abraham is living a nomadic life, so there's no actual place for him to stay, so he has no citizenship in anywhere.
那好多人在解释这个圣经的时候呢，就会解释说亚伯拉罕虽然是信心之父，他也有软弱的时候，神照样是信服。
And some people say, even though Abraham is the father of all faith, our faith, however, he is also having his own weaknesses as well.
但是我觉得，这虽然是我觉得都是对的，但是呢，更重要的从这经文里面看到，神是多么的信实。
So all of these things are right about Abraham, but however, I felt that the most important thing is that how we can see that our God kept his promises.
那你想想亚伯兰呢，他自己是一个放羊的人，是一个游牧民族，走来走去，就是到埃及，到迦南地以后呢，那里有大饥荒，他就到埃及去了。
So Abraham being a shepherd, he left a nomadic lifestyle, so he moves place to place because there was a famine in the land, so he moved to Egypt.
那就像我们今天一样，我们从中国移民到加拿大来，因为觉得加拿大有更好的生活或者怎么样。啊，我们比加伯，你先翻译。
So just like us, we came from China to Canada hoping to have a better lifestyle, a better life.
但是我们要比亚伯拉罕强，为什么呢？我们很快得到了PR 或者这个公民的权利。
But we are much more, more advantageous than, Abraham because, soon after we got our PR or our citizenship.
但是亚伯拉罕呢，他是一个寄居的，寄居的就是暂时住在那个地方，既没有这个永久居住权，也没有公民权。
But Abraham, he has no permanent living,places. He moved from places to places. He doesn't have any citizenship or a living status in any nation.
那一般一个寄居的人呢，到哪里去？其实他没有什么人权，人家要欺负他，他也没办法。
So usually, when you live a nomadic lifestyle, you don't have a lot of rights for yourself because you are living from places to places.
那我记得在小时候。那有一个人呢来到我们村庄来寄居。
I remember there was a man who came to our village to just, you know, live with us temporarily.
啊，他是我们村庄上一个邻居的一个远亲，因为在他们的地方呢有一些自然灾害，就回到我们这个家乡来，但是呢他没有户口。
So he is a relative of one of our neighbors in our village. There was something, happening in the village, maybe a famine or something like that. So he had to come to live with us. However, he doesn't have the, you know, the right to live. You know, usually in China, you need to have some kind of certificate in order to live in a certain place.
他没有户口，没有土地，人家也不给他工作做。
So he has no certificate and he has no land and no one was offering him any job.
他唯一能做的就是像亚伯拉罕一样放羊，他会放羊。
So the only thing he did was to, you know, like, shepherd the sheep because he just like Abraham, he knows how to shepherd sheep.
那所以呢，就是我们村庄的人呢，一方面看不起他们，另一方面觉得他们很可怜。
So the villagers, thinks that, you know, one hand they despise them, and the other hand they also, you know, empathize with them.
那我还记得他这个男主人和女主人常常哭，因为他没有吃的。
So I still remember that the man and his wife.Usually cry because they have nothing to eat.
所以呢，我们村庄上的人就会送一些米啊、面啊给他们，觉得他们可怜。
So, the villagers will send them some rice, some flowers because they empathize with them.
那这个男人呢，他也是他一辈子就在另外一个地方是做牧羊的，在一个藏族自治区呢做放羊的。他来到我们村庄是农业的，他不会，什么也不会。
So this man, he came from a region in Tibet. So he only knew how to, you know, like, shepherd sheep. So, but our village was a farming village. So, but he doesn't know how to farm.
所以他没有任何的技能，人家都看不起他。
So he has no skills in farming. That's why people despised him.
那我们那边放羊呢，那是就是有。很少的羊群，个人家的羊聚在一起，在生产队里面，让一个人去放，那也是很少的，得到很少的薪水啊之类的东西。
So, we have sheep too, but however, is we don't really have a lot, so just only the person was helping us to, you know, like looking after the sheep, and then he only get very little amount of wages.
那我们的村庄上，如果选人去牧羊呢，就是选那个。什么技能都没有，最差的。
So usually the person that chose to go and look after the sheep, usually the one that has no skills.
所以你想想，亚伯拉罕在那个地方呢，他是一个牧羊的人。
So imagine Abraham is a person who, you know, looking after the sheep.
他有的是什么呢？就是有一个美貌的妻子，还有很多的羊。
So what did he have? He has a beautiful wife and lots of sheep.
那到埃及去，埃及是什么样的地方呢？埃及的法老王在当时是世界上最强大的国家。
So what about Egypt? Do you know that the pharaohs in Egypt was one of the, I mean, it was the greatest nations back then.
林先生，你到一个最强大的国家，这个王是世界上最厉害的王。
Imagine that you came to a place where, you know, the king, the pharaoh of that nation is the greatest, in the world.
要在那里生存的话，怎么生存？
So how can you survive in that kind of a situation?
啊，你真的会战战兢兢的在那里，蛮害怕的。
So surely that you will, you know, living in fear.
那所以呢，就是说，他处在这样一种状况呢，但是呢，神和他立了约，神给他有应许。
So even though he was in this kind of situation, however, God has a promise with him.
那对亚伯拉罕来说呢，那时候他的信心怎么样？对神的信心怎么样？看起来没有那么足。
So what about his faith? So it seems that he doesn't have that much faith back then.
那他会到迦南地有了饥荒，他说：“神真的会供给我吗？”
So when there's a famine in the land, so he questioned that, "Will God, you know, keep me alive?"
神把这块地说要赐给我，现在有大饥荒，我必须要逃到埃及去。
So the Lord promised to give me this land, and now there's a famine in the land, so I have to go to Egypt.
他可能说我做对了还是做错了。
He may question that whether he made the right or wrong decision.
我应该去埃及吗？
Should I go to Egypt?
还是应该待在神赐给我的这块土地上？
Or should I stay in the land that promised by God?
如果我不待在神赐给我的土地上，我是不是不顺服神呢？
If I have not stayed in the land promised by God, am I disobeying God?
如果我去了埃及，是不是我的命定就不会实现呢？
If I go to Egypt, does it mean that my promise will fail?
那不管怎么样，他因着饥荒的缘故就去了埃及。
So no matter what, because of the famine in the land, he went to Egypt.
去了埃及说，我的天哪，这个地方不好生存。
So after he went to Egypt, he realized, oh, this place that is very hard for me to survive.
他不知道怎么知道，就说这个埃及人啊，可能因着我这个太太的缘故会来杀我。
For some reason, he thought because of my beautiful wife that the Egyptian is going to kill me.
他以前没有这样恐惧，现在有了。
He doesn't have that kind of fear before, but now he has.
那也许他一到埃及，发现了在埃及人跟他的想的不一样。
So maybe that when once he arrived in Egypt, he realized that what the Egyptian thought was different from his thoughts.
埃及的法老有权有势。
So the pharaoh has all the powers in the land.
见了美貌的妇人，他就要得到。
So he will get whoever is beautiful in his sight.
麻烦麻烦。
Oh, big trouble for me.
他可能夜里面在祷告，他说：“神啊，你为什么赐给我这样漂亮的一个太太？赐给我一个丑的太太多好。
”He may pray in the middle of night, saying, "Lord, why do you give me such a beautiful wife? You should have given me a, you know, like uglier wife."
在他年轻的时候，他就祷告神啊，你赐给我一个漂亮的太太。
When he was young, he prayed that the Lord will give him a beautiful wife.
现在他就祷告神啊，但愿我的太太很丑。
Now he prayed that, "Oh, may my wife be ugly."
那他就只能想办法，想什么办法呢？就告诉 continue.
So he has to find ways, you know, to fight for himself.
他就告诉他的妻子呢，说你就说你是我的妹子，这样呢，这些人就让我存活，不至于死掉。
So he said to his wife that, you know, you can say that you are my sister, so that those people will let me live.
那好多人说这个亚伯拉罕呢就撒谎，你看他就撒谎。
So people would say, "Oh, see, Abraham is a liar."
那为了自己就要把老婆给豁出去。
Because he wanted, you know, like save himself, and he was willing to sacrifice his wife.
那其实如果我们明白当时的背景的话呢，我们可以更加的理解亚伯拉罕。
So, but if you actually know the background of the story, you can, you know, like understand why Abraham was doing that.
那 一般来讲呢，就是说，一个人如果娶了妻子的话呢，别人要，得到他的太太，他是不道德的，在任何一个文化那时候都是不道德。
So, usually when a man is married to a woman, so it is, unethical to, you know, like get this, what, this girl from, you know, away from the man.
即使任何国家的一个君王多大的权力，他要得到别人的妻子呢，他都是不道德的。
So no matter what high position you are or what kind of king or pharaoh you are, it's very unethical for you to get somebody else's wife.
他如果抢了别人的妻子呢，他的包括法老抢了别人的妻子，他的臣民都不会服他，都会抵抗他，不会尊重他。
So including pharaohs, if he gets someone else's wife, his citizens under him will never, you know, like surrender to him, to this kind of king.
而且他的公民会非常害怕，因为法老如果这样对这个人做，他也会对我做。
And also his nations will be in fear because if he is doing this to you, he will surely do this kind of thing to everyone else.
所以一般来讲呢，就是所有世界上的君王啊，他都不会这样去做，抢人家的妻子。
So that's why, like, in normal circumstances, no kings will do such thing to get someone else's wife.
那他要得到这个漂亮的女人怎么办呢？
So how can he get this beautiful woman?
就用今天的这个词汇来讲呢，就是要玩这个人间蒸发的这样一个游戏。
So 人间蒸哦、oh,，So use today's language, you can say they need to play a game that you know like make someone evaporate into air, like you know vanish.
她就是让她的丈夫人间蒸发。
So basically making the husband vanish from the world.
完了以后呢，他就合理的来娶这个寡妇。
Then he was able to legally receive the woman as his wife.
哦，他就说，你看这个寡母带着孩子多么可怜，我要来养活他们。
So he can say, oh, how pitiful that the widow with her children is, so I will, you know, offer my help to support them.
在刘基的眼泪时，你看他的年轻的丈夫呢，因着不幸车祸死亡了。
谁？你说谁？
就是他就在刘己的眼泪啊，就是说、年轻的丈夫不幸被出了车祸死亡。
So he may say, okay, he may cry, you know, like, you know, crocodiles tears, saying that, her husband died in a car accident or something like that.
那所以你如果读到圣经里面关于大卫当时跟伯士巴同监的时候，他也是非常害怕。她要让她的丈夫从人间蒸发，那是大卫做的事情。
And if you read about David and Bathsheba, then you will know that when David slept with Bathsheba, he was in fear. So the only trick he was using is to make her husband disappear.
那所以呢，就是说亚伯拉罕他知道这个东西以后呢，他就是说，并不是说要让撒拉去替他死，而是说呢，你如果是妹子的话呢，是我妹子，他们不会往这个人间蒸发，对不对？哪天走在路上，我就不见了。
So, that is why Abraham was saying to his wife, "Say that you are my sister, so that you know he will not vanish or disappear in middle of nothing." Yeah.
所以呢，就是说，但而且呢，如果说她是他的妹妹的话呢，人家看上她了以后，她要来说清明媒正娶，需要一段时间，对不对
？And also, if someone you know wants to get the woman Sarah, so they have to come and talk to Abraham about it, right? And it takes time.
那在这个期间呢，他可以带着他的妻子东西逃跑。
So, because they have time, so they probably can run away in the midst.
那谁知道呢？他的老婆太漂亮了，这法老不给他一点点的时间。
But because his wife was so beautiful, the Pharaoh did not give him any time at all.
哎，我有时候想想，如果我在亚伯拉罕的旁边呢，我告诉他，我说这个很简单，有个办法。
But if I am with Abraham, I will probably tell him a way.
让你的妻子呢，一出门的时候就打扮成像一个巫婆一样，不就简单了吗？
So I will tell him that, like, when your wife go out in the street, to she should dress like a witch.
但是看来Sarah 不同意我的看法。
Maybe Sarah does not agree with me.
因为每一个 lady 她住到 public 地方，就是她都要漂亮，她宁死都要漂亮。
Because every lady wants to appear to be beautiful in the public.
Anyway, 长话短说，就是这个时候呢，不管亚伯拉罕多么的软弱呢，有一件事情发生了，就是神出手了。
But here we can see that no matter what, how weak that Abraham seems to be, the Lord came forward and helped him.
我想也不是亚伯拉罕软弱，而是他不知道怎么做。
But maybe not because Abraham was weak, but was because he doesn't know what to do.
你想想你在那个地方你怎么做？
Imagine that you were there, then what would you do?
那你没有公民权啊。
You don't have any citizenship.
你没有军队，对不对？
You don't have troops.
啊，你也没有很多的朋友在那个地方。
You don't have any friends in the land.
啊，你也不是在他那边当官的，对不对
？You are not a government official in the land.
啊，你能做什么
？Can you do？
那他能做的，我想就是这样。
I guess that's the only thing that he could do.
但是呢，神出手了。
However, the Lord came forward.
那神怎么做呢？嗯，神就降大灾给法老。
How did the Lord did it? The Lord inflicted serious diseases on Pharaoh.
就是神就站在亚伯拉罕的旁边说：“我要来为你来这个叫 defend， 就是说来保护你，我要为你出手。”
So meaning that the Lord stand by Abraham and telling him that I will be your defense.
所以亚伯拉罕呢也非常的冤枉那个时候。
So, Abraham is actually quite innocent.
我想你如果处在那个境地，你这样做呢也是很冤枉。
So I believe if you are in that kind of situation, you will be quite innocent.
啊，他把他的太太卖了，卖了以后呢，法老还给他很多的牛羊。
He sold his wife.And the Pharaoh gave him a lot of cattle and sheep.
所以旁边的人说，这个家伙你看，高的什么名堂，对不对？把自己太太卖了，买得来很多的牛羊。
So people will say, oh, look at this guy. He sold his wife for a bunch of sheep and cattle.
啊，得了很多的骆驼、公驴、母驴、奴婢。
And here it says camels and male, female donkeys and servants.
我也不知道为什么公驴和母驴要分开，带了很多驴就可以了。
I don't understand why they have to separate the donkeys into male or female. They can just categorize them as donkeys, right?
那现在我不讲这个东西，就是别人看了亚伯拉罕的时候呢，就说就是这个人。太糟糕，太糟糕！为了牛羊，太卖了。
So people say that, oh, Abraham, this guy, he's so bad. He sold his wife for a bunch of animals.
但是亚伯拉罕有口难辩，为什么法老给他这些牛羊，他敢不要吗
？But it's hard for Abraham to, you know, like defend himself because the Pharaoh gave him all of these. Can he refuse?
那这里讲的法老给他，他没有要啊，但是法老给他了，他敢不要吗
？So he didn't want it, but the Pharaoh gave it him anyway, so he dared not to receive them.
但是这时候亚伯拉罕他没有办法为自己辩护，也没有办法保护自己，
So he cannot defend for himself and he cannot do anything.
他甚至没有给他的办法给他的老婆交代。
And he cannot even give his wife a good explanation.
好在那时候他还没有孩子，不然他没有办法给他的孩子交代。
So thankfully that he didn't have any children back then, so otherwise he wouldn't be able to explain that to his children.
啊，他可能也没有办法给他的仆人交代。
He probably cannot explain to his servants as well.
说不定他连他家的狗都不知道怎么交代，狗在坐在那就是要他的女主人。
He probably cannot explain that to his dogs, or his dog may, you know, wants to, you know, be pet by the wife, by the woman in the house.
那是呢，这时候在亚伯拉罕这一个困境里面呢，困境里面呢。非常窘迫的时候呢，神出手了。
So in his his that kind of situation, the Lord came forward and helped him.
那神就将大灾给发。
So the Lord inflicted serious diseases to the pharaohs.
那法老呢也很奇怪，他突然就招了亚伯拉罕来说：“你向我做的什么事？为什么没有告诉我她是你的妻子呢？”
So for some reason, Pharaoh knew about it, and then he called on him and say, "Oh, why have you done this to me?"
我不知道法老怎么突然想起来这个灾是可能是他娶了别人的老婆。
I don't understand why Pharaoh can understand that the diseases was linked, by marrying to this woman.
但至少这个他的这样一个觉醒呢，让他知道娶别人的老婆是肯定不对的。
So at least he knew that it is not right to marry someone else's wife.
啊，他就责备亚伯拉罕，你为什么告诉我她是你的妹子？啊，赶紧带她走吧。
So he told Abraham, "Why did you say that he's your sister? Take her and go."
那后来就法老就把他们就送走。
So Pharaoh sent them away.
弟兄姐妹，你觉得这件事情的处理，你有比这个更好的办法吗？
So, brothers and sisters, do you have any other better solution to this?
那你觉得就是说，最后神这样处理了以后呢，法老是绝对不敢再动亚伯拉罕。
So after the Lord has done this, the Pharaoh will never lay a hand against Abraham.
那如果亚伯拉罕用另外其他的方法，或者他的朋友叫他其他的方法，如果不是这样一种结局的话呢？最后他还是活在一个非常恐惧的状态下。
So if someone else offer a solution to Abraham or Abraham using some other methods, the result will never be the same. Abraham will probably still live in fear.
那所以呢，亚伯拉罕就带着他的妻子很多的牛羊就出来。
So Abraham took his wife and all his sheep and cattle and moved out of the land.
我们再读一下十三章的第一节、第二节，你就发现呢，这个时候呢，神给亚伯拉罕借着这些法老的事情呢，祝福了他，包括在经济上面也祝福了他。
So if you read chapter 13, so you will see that because of this, the Lord has prospered Abraham.
亚伯拉罕带着他的妻子与罗德并一切所有的都从埃及上南地去。亚伯拉罕的金银牲畜极多。
So, chapter 13. So Abraham, went up from Egypt to Negev with his wife and everything he had, and Lot went with him. Abraham became very wealthy in livestock and in silver and gold.
你看看，就是说他经过埃及这样的事情呢，啊，他这个各方面都非常的丰富。
So through his journey to Egypt, he became wealthy in a lot of things.
你知道神有办法呢，让人各种的状况都让这个他的人类得福。
So you know, through all kind of situations, the Lord is able to make things.prosperous things for his servants.
你想想呢？法老呢？ 因着把撒拉娶走呢，给了亚伯拉罕很多的牛羊，撒拉法老高兴啊，现在他也不能拿走啊，他不能说亚伯拉罕，我现在要把我的牛羊拿走，他拿不走。
So because Abraham's wife, Pharaoh gave him a lot of sheep and cattle, and now Pharaoh cannot say back to Abraham saying that, okay, return all my silvers, I mean, return all my cattle. He cannot say things like that.
他不能说这个女人不是你的妹子，是你的太太，我把妹子还给你，把牛羊还给我。
So he cannot say to him, oh, okay, this woman is not your sister, but your wife. Now return all the cattle and the sheep and the donkeys back to me.
因为法老面子上肯定过不去。
Because otherwise the Pharaoh will lose his face.
那所以神就有办法，神借着这样的事情呢，就祝福亚伯拉。
The Lord has his own ways. Through this, the Lord was able to make Abraham wealthy.
弟兄姐妹，我不知道就是说你会不会处在这样一种困境里面。
So I don't know if you will be in this kind of situation.
那我不是说一定要完完全全像亚伯拉罕一样有一个漂亮的太太，要说她是他的妹妹，别人要抢她，不是这个意思。
I'm not saying like giving the exact thing what happened to Abraham, what happened to you by giving you a beautiful wife and things like that.
但是呢，可能在一个困境里面，你不知道怎么办。
But probably you will be in a difficult situation that you don't know what to do.
但是呢，神跟你有约。
But the Lord has a promise with you.
他会出手。
And he will go forward.
甚至在这个十二章里面呢，没有讲亚伯拉罕有没有祷告。
So in chapter 12, it never mentioned about whether Abraham prayed or what.
但是不管他祷告还是不祷告，神是守约的神，我拣选了你，我就要保护你。
So whether he prayed or not, the Lord is saying that I have chosen you, I have a promise with you, I will continue to protect you.
那这样的事情过后呢，亚伯拉罕就先受一段平安的日子。
So after this, Abraham had a period of a very peaceful life.
那他就生了伊什玛利。
So he had Ishmael.
他后来呢，罗德呢也有很多的牛羊啊。后来，罗德就去了另外的地方。
So and also Lot, his cousin, had a lot of sheep and cattle as well, and Lot moved to a different location.
那后来亚伯拉罕也是为了救罗德，也生来帮助他，经历很多的事情。
And also Abraham was went to save Lot in the city. So he through that battle, he also gained a lot of stuff.
我想亚伯拉罕可能想，哎呀，我过去在埃及的那种害怕的日子，可能应该要过去了吧。
So probably Abraham was saying to himself that those days in Egypt will be far away from me.
那在他年老的事情时候呢，有一个非常类似的事情又发生了。
However, in his old life, a very similar situation happened to him again.
这是在二十章。
That is in chapter 20.
我们还是来一句一句的来读，这个我觉得非常的重要。
So let's read verse by verse. I felt it's quite important for us to read.
亚伯拉罕从那里向南地迁，寄居在加斯底和舒尔中间的基拉尔。
Now Abraham moved on from there into the region of Negev and lived between Kadesh and Shur. For a while he stayed in Gerar.
亚伯拉罕称他的妻撒拉为妹子。基拉尔王亚比米勒差人把撒拉娶了去。
And there Abraham said his wife Sarah, she is my sister.Then Abimelech, king of Gerar, sent for Sarah and took her.
当夜间生来，在梦中对亚比米勒说：“你是个死人呐，因为你娶了那女人来，她原是别人的妻子。”
But God came to Abimelech in a dream one night and said to him, "You are as good as dead because of the woman you have taken. She is a married woman."
亚比米勒去行没有清净扫了，他说，主啊，连犹义的国你也要毁灭吗？
Now Abimelech had not gone near her, so he said, "Lord, will you destroy an innocent nation?"
那人岂不是对自己对我说，她是我的妹子吗？就是女人也自己说，她是我的哥哥。我做这事是心正收结的。
Did he not say to me, she is my sister? And didn't she also say, he is my brother? I have done this with a clear conscience and a clean hands.
神在梦中对他说，我知道你做这事是心中正直，我也阻拦了你，免得你得罪我，所以我不容你张着他。
Then God said to him in a dream, "Yes, I know you did this with a clear conscience, and I have kept you from sinning against me. This is why I did not let you touch her."
现在你把这人的妻子归还他，因为他是先知，他要为你祷告，使你存活。你若不归还他，你当知道，你和你所有的人都要死。
Now return the man's wife, for he is a prophet, and he will pray for you, and you will live.But if you do not return her, you may be sure that you and your and all of yours will die.
亚比米勒清早起来，召了城仆，众城仆来见这些事都说给他们听，他们都甚惧怕。
Early the next morning, Abimelech summoned all his officials, and when he told them all what happened, they were very much afraid.
亚比米勒召了亚伯拉罕来，对他说。你怎么像我这样行呢？我在什么事上得罪了你？已经是我和我国里的人现在大罪里。你像我行了不当行的事。
So what have you done to us? How have I wronged you and that you have brought such great guilt upon me and my nation, my kingdom? You have done things to me that shouldn't be done. And yeah.
亚比米勒又对亚伯拉罕说，你见了什么才做这事呢？
And Abimelech asked Abraham, what was your reason for doing this?
亚伯拉罕说，我以为这地方的人总不惧怕神，必为我妻子的缘故杀我，况且她也实在是我的妹子，她与我是同父异母，后来做了我的妻子。
And Abraham replied, I said to myself, there is surely no fear of God in this place, and they will kill me because of my wife. Besides, she really is my sister, the daughter of my father, but though not my mother, and she became my wife.
当神叫我离开父家漂流在外的时候，我对他说，我们无论走到什么地方，你可以对人说，他是我的哥哥，这就是你待我的恩典。
And when God had me wander away from my father's household, I said to her, "This is how you can show your love to me. Everywhere we go, say of me, 'He is my brother.'"
亚比米勒把牛羊奴婢赐给亚伯拉罕，又把他的妻子杀了，归还给他。
Then Abimelech brought sheep and cattle and male and female slaves and gave them to Abraham, and he returned Sarah his wife to him.
亚比米勒又说：“看哪，我的地都在你面前，你可以随意居住。”
And Abimelech said, "My land is before you. Live wherever you like."
又对撒拉说，我给你哥哥1000银子，作为你在何家人面前折羞的，你就在众人面前没有不是了。
To Sarah, he said, "I'm giving your brother 1,000 shekels of silver. This is to cover the offense against you before all who are with you. You are completely vindicated."
亚伯拉罕祷告神，神就医好了亚比米勒和他的妻子。跟他的众女仆，他们便能生育。
Then Abraham prayed to God, and God healed Abimelech, his wife, and his slave girl, so that they could have children again.
因耶和华为亚伯拉罕的妻子撒拉的缘故，已经使亚比米勒家中的妇人不能生育。
For the Lord has closed up every womb in Abimelech's household because of Abraham's wife Sarah.
Hello.
听不见吗？
Anna.是你那边的问题还是是我这边的问题？
我不知道，我有。
你们俩声音都很好，完全没有问题。对，没事。
Hello， 牧师。
等一下，可能牧师那边信号不好。
哦。
哎。 诶，牧师的声音没有了呀。
哎，阿文，我现在讲的听得清吗？
可以，很清楚，就刚才忽然断了一下，你那边。
So we're just having some difficulties, technical difficulties right now. Sorry.
不是可以的，你麦克风。
是我的问题，是我这边的问题。
对，没事。
11.
对，一下就。
11. 刚才我们读完了，对吧？
读完了。
读完了，好。那好多人呢，在读到十二章法老跟前发生的事情，读这一章的时候呢，就会忽略说那个这个故事跟那个差不多，不仔细的读。
哎，那你麦克风没有开起来。
Sorry. So a lot of people, when they read about chapter 12, so a lot of times they will skip chapter 20 because they are very similar stories.
但是弟兄姐妹，这个跟那个非常非常的不一样。
But brother and sister, this story is significantly different from the other.
那神为什么把这样一个故事，类似的故事写在这里？因为它非常重要。
So why God have recorded a similar stories in the Bible? Because this is important.
就像我们今天，我们在中国曾经发生了一件事情，就移民到加拿大，说加拿大永远不再发生这样的事情了。结果呢，在加拿大类似的事情发生，它情况有一点不一样。
So for example, probably you were in China, you have experienced something, something for you, and then after you came to Canada, you say to yourself, oh, this kind of situation will never happen to me in this land. However, similar things happen again.
但是呢，在加拿大发生的时候，它是用另外一种形式出现。
So the things happen in Canada, that is similar to what happened in China. They happen in a different ways or manifested in a different way.
神要我们在这种不同的情况下面，不同的体制下面，懂得怎么样去回应神。
So the Lord wants you to know under a different kind of a situation or a regulation, you will know how to respond.
那看起来发生的是差不多。
So it seems that things happen like in a very similar way.
但是呢，它有很多非常不一样的东西。
However, there are a lot of things that are different.
神也教导我们不同的事情。
And the Lord is teaching us different things as well.
那就像我们今天在加拿大看到的这些事情，说这个卡车队游行，说在加拿大永远不会发生在那种专制国家的事情。
So now you see things happening in Ottawa, where the trucks protesting, and you will say, okay, this kind of thing should never happen in a land that is ruled by, you know, like Democrats.
它就发生了。
However, it happened. 牧师，你听不见我吗？
那在这个时候呢？在二十章的时候呢，亚伯拉罕年纪也蛮大。
So in chapter 20, now Abraham is now a old man.
我听懂你的，听见，你听见我的吗
？Yeah, 听见。Okay. So now in chapter 20, Abraham is now an old man. 我听得很清楚，就是有一些停顿。
Okay. 好的。
So now in chapter 20, Abraham, so now in chapter 20, Abraham is now an older man. Similarly to me, myself, I came to Canada for over 20 years and become older.
埃及发生的事情是在亚伯拉罕年轻的时候。
So what happens to Abraham in Egypt was when he was young.
那这件事情呢发生在他年老的时候。
And this time it happened when he was older.
谁知道他的太太还是那么漂亮。
Who knows that his wife still so beautiful?
其实我来到加拿大的时候，其实我当时结婚以后也是蛮吃惊的，这加拿大人很也经历过一些事情。
So similarly, I have experienced things like that, you know, like things that, you know, took me by shock.
我们刚结婚的时候呢，苏顺在这个这个社区中心工作 ,community center 在工作。
So when we first got married, Susan was working in a community center.
她年轻漂亮，就跟那边好多男孩子啊，要约会，跟她约会。
So because she was beautiful, she was young, and a lot of men workers were trying to, you know, date her.
她就告诉他们我已经结婚了。
So she told them, "Okay, I'm married."
他说，他们都说结婚不结婚就 doesn't matter.
And they say, "Okay, doesn't matter. You are married. We can still date."
那这就是来到加拿大的一种文化，你就才发现哦，让你很吃惊。
So it took me by surprise because it's a culture that you know, like in Canada. So it is really shocking to me.
就像亚伯拉罕在埃及的时候的法老王那么厉害装置啊没有民主对吧啊说一声话别人多得听。
So similarly, like, Abraham in Egypt, Pharaoh was the rulers of the land and like a tyrant who ruled in the land. So everyone has to listen to him.
所以跟亚伯拉罕说你为什么这样搞走走开。
So that's why he said, okay, why did you do this to me? Take her and go.
那来到这个小国家呢，亚比米勒的国家呢，他比较是小国家嘛，这个君王啊都比较平易近人，还跟亚伯拉罕还要交流很多。
And now he is in the land of Abimelech is a smaller nation and smaller country and then,he was the king, the Abimelech had
有点像
加拿大 time to talk to him.
加拿大的这个好像这总理呢权力是人民赋给他比较平易近人。
So it's very similar to Canada because, the prime minister, like people gave the power to the prime minister. So the prime minister usually are very, you know, relatable to people.
你们祷告，祷告。
可能不是那里信号不太好。
嗯。
再等一下。
So the internet connection is not very good, and.Pasadena side, so we may have to wait for a while, a bit.
Hallelujah, 主啊，是的，你来保守我们的保护。Hallelujah, 感谢赞美，主啊，除去一切骄傲。
Yes, Lord, protect out the internet connections, pass away any disruptions.
因为这个信息真的非常的重要，这个整理是非常重要的。
Because this message is very important, it's a truth.
所以撒旦呢也会来搅扰。
So Satan is trying to interrupt.
那现在呢就是说我们在加拿大的时候就是这样，所以宿舍呢要为我来辩护。
So just Canada is like that, so Susan has to stand for me.
他就说哎呀我的先生。多能干啊多厉害啊完了以后多爱我呀那些人就不再搅扰他。
So she has to tell them that, oh, my husband is so capable, so powerful, and so he loves me very much, and things like that, so that those men will not come closer to her.
所以他跟那些人讲一些呢他在家里面不给我讲的话那些人就走开了。
So she will say things that she usually doesn't say to me in the house so that those people can be away from her.
那但是呢在这个亚伯拉罕呢在这个这个这个这个这个亚比米勒的徒弟上呢基拉尔的徒弟上呢他不知道怎么办还是有同样的办法。
So Abraham didn't know what to do in the land of Gerar or the land of Abimelech. He didn't know what to do. He used a similar ways.
那我想呢他应该那时候可能他呢就是一个放羊的没有像我们今天啊有好多的大学可以上长春藤的大学他应该上的上点大学啊学点更多的东西。
Because he was always been a shepherd, so he didn't have any, like, you know, opportunity like us to go to university, colleges, you know, to get degrees, education. So people are now very crooked in a lot of ways because you have ways to gain a lot of knowledge.
那亚伯拉罕只懂得一个方法。
But Abraham only knew one way.
他就说你就到哪里你就说是我的妹子。
So, that's why he said to her, like, wherever you go, just say that you are my sister.
这样我就不会从人间蒸发了。
Then I will not be vanished and from nowhere.
我不知道在这个时候呢亚伯拉罕看着他漂亮的太太说是你为什么这么还这么漂亮啊
So I don't know, maybe,Abraham will question his wife, like, why are you still so beautiful? Maybe it's better for you to have wrinkles. Wrinkles. You are in your 70s or 80s, how come you're still so beautiful?
在圣经上说呢他是一个敬虔的妇人所以他爱主神就让他很喜乐很
因为他没生过孩子
、哦、他没有生孩子对了对了 that's the amazing point、yeah.
So the Bible said that she is a God-fearing woman so yeah and also she never had any children so probably that's why she was still very beautiful
对所以你看我就没有想到这个这个安娜就想到
了。I never
所以呢同样的类似。
So similar thing happened again.
但是呢下面的事情不一样我们仔细的来学习。
However, what happened next is different, so we have to pay attention.
第一个呢神这时候向亚伯拉罕启示给他讲话神上次没有跟法老讲话。
So last time, the Lord did not speak to Pharaoh. However, this time, Lord spoke to Abimelech.
上次给法老只是降灾，这次跟这个亚比米勒呢是讲话。
So last time, the Lord only inflicted serious diseases on the Pharaoh. However, this time, God spoke to Abimelech in a dream.
我想，因为法老有权有势，那个在历史上呢，法老是不听神的。
So maybe because pharaohs had all the powers and the wealth in the land, in the history, that usually pharaohs are not, you know, did not fear God.
那这个小国家这个君王呢，他比较敬畏神。
But this small nation, the king of this nation, fear God.
啊，所以呢，也许我们在一个国家生，选择一种方法，在另一个国家呢，生选择另一种方法。
Maybe you are in one nation, the Lord will choose one way, and however you are in a different nation, the Lord will give a different way.
也许今天生在加拿大说，加拿大的这些总理、这些当官的还可能还愿意听我的，我用这种方法对他。
Maybe the Lord is speaking to the Canadian officials, or the rulers in Canada that, oh, they still listen to me. So the Lord is allowing some, a way to happen to them.
就是我还给他们悔改的机会。
I'm still giving them a chance to repent.
啊，我不见立刻降灾。
So I will not immediately send down, you know, like serious diseases or infirmities.
啊，所以神也和这个亚比米勒有一段对话。
So the Lord spoke to had a conversation with Abimelech.
神如果愿意跟这个人要讲话对话的话呢，说明这个人是能听得进去。
So if God is willing to speak to someone, meaning that person is, has to be able to listen.
如果说那个人不愿意听呢，神不讲话。
If that person do not willing to listen, the Lord will keep silence.
那更糟糕的情况下，法老那样心很硬、很骄傲呢、很自大呢，神就直接见在。
And the worst scenario when, just like Pharaoh, when he's proud and arrogant, the Lord would send down immediately like serious inflictions on him.
所以我们今天住在加拿大，是神要直接见灾呢，还是神要给我们悔改的机会呢？ 这我们是有选择的。
So here we are in Canada, whether the Lord will give us immediate punishment, or if we're going to talk, listen and, you know, like talk with God, we have a choice.
而且这里还有一个区别在什么地方呢? 神告诉亚比米勒，亚巴拉罕是一个先知，他可以为你祷告，这是他没有向法老启示的。
And here God also revealed to Abimelech that Abraham is a prophet and he is able to pray for you. And this he did not reveal to Pharaoh.
那今天也许神会向加拿大说，你愿意听的话，我让教会的这些人呢，可以来为你祷告。
Maybe God is speaking to Canada. Canada, if you're willing to listen, the church can pray for you.
你如果认得教会的这些人是先知的话，让他们为你祷告。
If you recognize those who are in church as the prophet of the land, let them pray for you.
那这里呢，这个亚比米勒很谦卑。那后来他就说：“我行这事呢，我出于无知。”那神也说：“我知道，就赦免了他。”
And here, and Abimelech was humbled and saying that I did this out of a clear conscience. And the Lord said, I knew about this.
那这个时候呢，就是说，神呢，借着这个机会呢，又来祝福亚伯拉罕。
And through this time, the Lord will, you know, like, again, bring wealth, blessings to Abraham.
第一个呢，就是让他在亚比米勒的面前呢，被尊重。
So first of all, he was respected in the presence of King Abimelech.
你想呢，神让亚伯拉罕一祷告，他们亚伯拉罕宫里面不能生育的人都就能生育了。Just
imagine when Abraham prayed and everyone in his household was able to conceive again.
亚伯拉罕呢，第二点呢，神就借着亚比米勒说，你可以随意的住在我的土地上。And
also, through Abimelech, he was saying to Abraham that you can live anywhere you like in my land.
在前面一章呢，神向法老通过法老做的是法老，说是把亚伯拉罕就赶走，他也不敢留他，他把他让他走，给他很多的金银呢，他也没办法拿回去，就让他走了。但是这里呢，亚伯拉这个亚比米勒让他居住在他的地上。
So in the previous scenario, that Pharaoh did not let Abraham stay, but he was saying that take everything and go because he didn't want to take the sheep and the cattle and back. However, in this scenario, he said to Abraham that you can stay anywhere that you like in my land.
今天我们基督徒住在有些国家，他的领袖要赶走你。
So for Christians, sometimes when you are in a certain nation, the ruler of the nation was trying to cast you out.
在另外一些国家呢，这些领袖呢，他要你待下来。In
other countries, other nations, those leaders will say, "Okay, stay."
那我觉得今天呢，我们在加拿大，神给我们的机会住在这里呢，就是要祝福这块地。
I felt that the Lord is giving us the opportunity to live in this land so as to bless this land.
那神呢，就是守他的约，给亚伯拉罕的约。第一个，他要赐福给他。The
Lord is a covenant-keeping God. First of all, he is promised of Abraham about the land.
那第二个，他说我要让他的名伟大。
Second of all, he would say, I will make your name great.
Name great 就是让人尊重你，让人认得你有权柄。
Meaning that, you will be respected. People will see your authorities.
那今天教会能够在这个地上人看到你的权柄吗？
So as a church, can people see your authority in the land?
那第三个他说你要祝福别人。
Third, he said that you will go and bless other people. Be a blessing.
那今天我们的教会在祝福别人吗？
So as a church, are you blessing others?
那亚伯拉罕呢，神是信实的，神选选了他就要做成这样的事情。
So for Abraham, the Lord is a covenant-keeping God. So since God has chosen him, the Lord is going to accomplish this.
啊，神是对他信实的，神今天对我们也是信实。
Lord is a faithful God. He has done this to Abraham in the same way he will do that to me, to us.
那亚伯拉罕在这个亚比米勒的地上住了很多年，生了以撒。最后以撒长成，好多的事情发生，就说神借着亚比米勒祝福了他。
So in the land of Abimelech, Abraham lived for a long time on this place, and he had a birth of Isaac, and also Isaac was grew up in this place. So through Abimelech, the Lord has blessed Abraham.
从以撒，神要继续的要祝福。祝福亚伯拉罕的子孙，让亚伯拉罕的子孙也要祝福列国。
So through Isaac, the descendants of Abraham will continue to bless the nations.
圣经上说，我们今天就是亚伯拉罕属灵的子孙。
So the Bible says we are the spiritual offsprings from Isaac. I mean, sorry, Abraham.
我们是同样进入亚伯拉罕应许。
So we are together enter into the promise of Abraham.
就是说在。在主里面有极大的一个应许。
So in Lord we have a great promise.
就是但愿我们今天呢要认得这样一个真理，神是守约的神。
So may all of us understand the truth that the Lord is our promise keeping God.
那遇到各样的事情，我们可能会害怕。
So in different difficult situations, we may have fear.
我们不知道怎么做。
We may not know what to do.
我们做了我们能做的。
We did all we could.
我们做了能做的，也不知道是做对做错。
Even if we did everything that we could, we do not know whether we did it right or wrong.
但是呢，神会出手。
However, the Lord is going to come forward and help you.
神叫万事效力，使爱神的人得益处。
Lord is going to make things all work out for those who love him.
从这 两段经文清清楚楚的看到，就是这个真理，神让万事效力叫爱神的人得益处。
So through these two chapters, you will see how God will make everything work for those who love him.
好，我们一起来祷告。
So let's pray.
哈利路亚，主我们感谢你们赞美。
Lord, hallelujah, we praise you, we thank you, Lord.
亚伯拉罕以撒雅各的神。
So the God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob.
哦，耶稣说亚伯拉罕以撒今天活在神的面前。
So Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob is living in the presence of the Lord.
因为他们是凭着信心活着的。
Because they live by faith.
因为你和他们立了约。
Because you have a promise, a covenant with them.
因为你拣选了他们。
Because you have chosen them.
今天你通过你儿子的宝血给我们立了一个更新的约。
Through the blood of your child, your child, you have established an even greater covenant with us.
就是更美的约。
A greater, a better promise with us.
更完全的约。
A more complete covenant with us.
主啊，你能不为我们出手吗？
So, will you not help us?
主啊，是的，主，再次的来加增我们的信心。
Once again, increase with our faith.
不管我们居住在什么样的土地上。
No matter under which land we are living under.
就像亚伯拉罕一样，他虽然居住在那些土地上，他一直是一个漂流的人。
So just like Abraham, even though he lived in the land, he is always a wanderer.
但是他有神。
But he had God.
他的根基在神那里。
His foundation established in God.
是一个永不震动的国。
is a nation that will never be shaken.
永不动摇的国。
Never be shaken.
他不论在哪里。
No matter where he is.
哦，你都在保护他。
You will be always protecting him.
你都在赐福他。
Always bless him.
你让他成为别人的祝福。
And you made him be a blessing to others.
主啊，我们再次的说，把这样的信心放在我们的里面，让我们认识这样的真理，知道我们也是同样受祝福。
Give us the faith so that we know that we are under the same covenant, that you will also receive the same blessing.
奉主耶稣的名。
In Jesus' name we pray.
Amen.
Amen.